In episode 9, we'll let you know what kind of underwear do you wear during an eclipse. Hello and welcome to Best Motorcycle Roads. I'm Tom.
And I'm Todd. And together we have over 65 years of combined motorcycling experience and 30 years of planning and riding motorcycle trips. We're here to share with you everything we've learned over those years.
Our goal at Best Motorcycle Roads is simple. Make your next motorcycle trip the best it can be. We'll dive into technology, planning, packing, the routes, and other tips, and everything in between.
From essential prep to unforgettable routes, we've got you covered.
Before we kickstart today's journey, we ask you to sign up for our BMR Rider Alerts. It's our way of keeping you in the loop with the latest rides, tips, and stories. We promise no spam, only the essentials to enhance your motorcycle adventures. Join the BMR crew today. We'll put a link in the show notes. This segment about motorcycle gear reviews and tips we call the Toolkit. Today's toolkit is kind of for that long road comfort. When you're putting some miles in, the one thing that you and I both agreed you need is some sort of highway peg.
Yeah.
It's very different every bike to bike. So like you definitely want to check into your specific bike, do some Googling, get on some research, because it's the essential end game is to have different leg positions, usually 2 to 3, from wherever your stock feet end up to where you can kind of relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Curie Icon is probably one of the biggest ones, I think, of it. And there's so many different variations, and it depends on the type of bike and how you like to have your legs out there. I mean, I know there's some for the Goldwings that have, you know, when you push them, then they fold down, and then you can kind of have your feet, they go kind of close to the road, and then they're spring activated. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, you have some out on your...
I have a Goldwing, and I have Kiriakin.
Uh-huh.
And mine just fold down.
Yep.
Or you can fold them up. I pretty much leave them down all the time. But I can either put my feet on them, like, you know, hook my heels to them, or I can just kind of lay my legs over, so my calves...
Forward.
Yeah, so my calves are almost like sitting on top of them. And it certainly does make it nice to be able to stretch your knees out.
Yeah.
You know, to get your, just, yeah, get the knees stretched out for a while, and that feels good.
I think the two things to be cautious or thinking about is the ability to, like, open them up and shut them, like, from the bike.
Yeah.
Because, like, mine have, like, what I would call, like, a switchblade style, and they've got a little nub on them, and I can hook them with my feet, and then they open out. Mm-hmm. But they're also really narrow and thin, and like I don't think I could put my calf on them. If I did, I feel like I'd be like cutting into my leg,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, mine
so
are
I think
real
you just
flat.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them have rubber, which is nice, yep, grip. And then, you know, based on the type of bike, we're talking about Goldwing right here, but other bikes, very different times. I mean, sometimes they're just 6 inches in front of your other pegs, mm-hmm, which look ridiculous, but they actually do the job, like you said, of getting those legs stretched out. So, and then I think you've talked about it. Sometimes it happens in the early days of the rides. Usually you get those hip cramps.
Oh my gosh. Almost every trip we go on, like day one or two, I get a hip cramp, and it's always like just after we get started and I just move wrong, and all of a sudden I can just feel it cramping up, and yeah, I've got to get my legs stretched out. It's horrible.
I know we've talked about pre-trip, like getting, you know, the checklist for people to use. We probably should add in there like stretching the week before.
Do a little stretching, yeah, exactly.
And then one thing that I always fail to do is really give your highway pegs a good test beforehand.
Oh yeah,
it just seems like you put more pressure on them when you're out there. Mm-hmm. Like I know that when I borrowed Brad's Goldwing, when we got halfway back, I think I had pushed one of his, like, had come loose a little bit. Yeah. And you don't want that. Like,
yeah. A lot of them connect to, like, the engine protector, mm-hmm, the motor guard. And it's just a clamp.
Yeah.
So if you don't get it real tight, yeah, you can kind of push them.
And I think they have crunch washers and different.
They
like,
do.
Yeah, to make sure that everything's kind of.
Yeah.
And they're really hard to adjust, like, when you're on the road. It just doesn't seem like you have the right tools always. So just be something to think about there.
Well, and that's a good point. Maybe before you leave, look to see what types of tools are needed to adjust your your foot pegs, because you might have to, you know, along the way.
Yeah, and I rotated his and it was kind of slipping away, but So that's the tool tip for today is highway pegs. Just or at least, like, sometimes on some of the different bikes I've had, I've actually been able to put my feet on the passenger pegs. Yeah. Something different to just, boy, after a while, you need it. So
yeah, it takes the pressure off your tailbone sometimes.
Absolutely.
It just shifts the pressure.
Absolutely.
RideWise is the section we focus on planning and safety tips. What I'd like to talk about really is, since we have a trip we're going to start planning for, it's kind of like that yearly planning. How do we do it? Well, we have a pretty good group of friends that rides together, and we always want to make sure that we pick some dates that everyone can do. And it takes a while for people to look at their calendars and all that kind of stuff. So I've gotten in the habit of, I'll go into a program. It's an online program called SurveyMonkey. And I'll just load up SurveyMonkey with a whole list of dates, you know, starting from maybe June 1st and then running it all the way through the end of September. And I'll send that out, and you just put your name, each person puts their name on it, and this is all done online.
Yep.
And then you just go through and click all the dates, and we like you to pick consecutive dates. Like,
right. I was going to pick every other date.
Yeah. Yeah, if you pick every other date, that means you can't go on a trip because every other day you're busy. And with SurveyMonkey, at least once everybody has, you know, clicked all their dates, it basically shows you which dates line up with everyone. And that's usually when we choose to go on our trip, and then we design the trip and the stops all, you know, around.
Yeah, because it's hard to, you know, you can't know everybody's schedule.
Yeah.
So like this, we're doing the Eclipse ride that we're planning now. And then, it just works out great, 'cause then we have a nice, anytime during the season, then people can get their time blocked ahead of time, which is good.
Right.
Yeah. That's great. The next segment is what we call the mile marker. It's our story segment. It's kind of the open chat, I think, is what we've planned for the year, kind of walking through, you know, we've gotten questions about, well, how do you plan trips or how do you this? We want to go into that at some time in the future, but this is really about, like, you know, we kind of blocking out a year, the 2024 season, if you want to call it. And so we know we want to do the Eclipse ride, which is coming up, is early, probably the earliest ride we've ever taken.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know we've talked about doing we talked about doing a full loop of the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. But when I researched that, I don't know if I told you, but it's 2,400 miles from like point A to come back to point A. Mm-hmm. We average on the average about 400 miles is what we've kind of talked about. So that puts you at 6 days, and that's if you don't do anything at all. And it's just, I think we've done this before where we've tried to put a high mile number out there, and just it's not as fun.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
No. To not see some stuff. So I think what we'll end up doing is doing like a partial lake ride. Hadn't quite figured that all out. And then some day rides, I think, mm-hmm. this year too. One of the goals, you know, tapping into the podcast is to just document more roads that are in the area so that we can kind of help other people from other areas when they want to come mm-hmm. to this area to do that. So so maybe we could dig into at least a couple things, like maybe the Eclipse ride a little bit more about where we want to go. But, you know, I wanted to answer the question, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
What kind of underwear do you wear during an eclipse?
Yeah, what is it, Tom?
It's clearly Fruit of the Moon.
That's a bad dad joke.
So, I mean, I think our biggest thing is you guys were in Carbondale last year. It was good.
Not last year.
I'm sorry. 2017. The last eclipse trip.
Yeah, solar eclipse. We're talking about.
Thank you.
Complete solar eclipse, right.
Which now is happening in 2024, April 8th. And, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, a little bit more about, you guys enjoyed it so much. And I know that Brad has like a video, mm-hmm. but it was in his like on his phone, like he's just holding it up. And we want to try to do a little bit better job of maybe, you know, videoing it, finding a place where maybe other people could meet. And mm-hmm. so that's what we've been talking about a little bit.
Yeah.
So we've got the Carbondale area. You guys went to that Bald Knob Cross of Peace last year. Now, I know they're having an event this
2017,
year.
2017, not last year.
You guys went, last trip.
Last
Thank
trip.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
No. But they're also, it sounds like they're having a big event. That's quite a place. I mean, like the highest point, I think.
Yeah, like 1,000 feet above sea level.
Yeah, when you're talking about southern Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, that's high.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. It's cleared off, so there's, you know, no trees in your way, so you can really see the sky.
How long, what was the story? Did you remember the story on them? It's been around a while.
Well, they started having, like, Easter sunrise services there, like, in the 30s.
Okay.
1936, and then in the 50s, they maybe talked about building this giant cross, and then they started doing fundraisers, and I think they broke ground in the late 50s.
Okay.
And then completed it in the early 60s, like 63 or something.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's like 111
tall.
Feet. It's huge, yeah.
Yeah. So I know there's an event there.
Yeah, they're doing an event for the eclipse. I mean, just watching, a viewing party, and you know, people have telescopes and, and all that kind of stuff there.
And then I was looking at there's a bunch of small towns a little bit more south and west of there. The one I was looking at was that Wolf Lake. It looked like there's a cool motorcycle-ish bar called the Duck Inn.
Oh yeah,
the Duck Inn. That's a good name. But one of my goals for this trip, and we always have some goals, is I'd like to just get like a video of motorcycles, preferably ours, and the eclipse, you know, in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like one of the things I'm trying to figure out, I guess, a little bit. But
yeah, we get one shot at it, so we got to get it right. Get those cameras.
I don't think I'm riding a motorcycle the next one.
Yeah. Well, I got it. I know when we were there in 2017 and we, you know, just pulled out our phone cameras, which, you know, the phone cameras are good, but what a phone camera will do, unless you set it right, it'll keep adjusting for light.
Okay.
And even though it was like complete darkness for, you know, 4 minutes or whatever, the phones make it look like it's still light.
It never changed.
Yeah, it didn't really change. So
we got to do a little research.
You could hear the crickets and all the, you know, the night creatures that come out. You could hear them in the video, but because the cameras keep adjusting to the light, it made it look light. You know, and it just didn't capture it the way I wanted it to capture it.
So I'm hoping maybe we work on some manual mode, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
So it doesn't do.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's a way.
Yeah.
So that's one thing we talked about. So.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. So hopefully, if anyone knows of anything in those areas, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Kind of open a suggestion. We'll be looking to the west, right? Because the sun will be over the center. Because it's pretty close to straight up one, because it's daylight savings time still. And.
Right.
So we're in central time, so yeah.
Yep.
So it sounds like 4 minutes of eclipse, and that's a little bit longer than I think the last time for you guys.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
The trip that we just mentioned too is the Great Lakes. We've went around Lake Michigan independently. We went around Lake Superior independently.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of were talking about going around all the lakes, but that was where we were saying it was a little too many miles. So
yeah, I think we need to cut it down.
So I think we'll cut it down a little bit. I think I did just a brief line where if we went, I think, up the Upper Peninsula and then around, not the far two, but then like, can't remember which one that was. But that was like 1,700 miles, so I thought that was a little more doable.
Yeah, I haven't looked at your maps yet.
Well, it was cool because there's some spots up in Canada that you could kind of dig down into the northern side of some of like Erie,
mm-hmm.
I think. And I think you'd be seeing Huron, but not going around it, maybe.
Okay. And you rode in Canada before, right?
When we went around Superior.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh,
I
you was, didn't go
I
that
wasn't
time?
On that trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, I don't want to do what we did with that trip was we grabbed the first highway around and that's what we did.
Hmm.
We want to find some roads because we just rode down a 2-lane highway with really tall pine trees and looked out for moose.
Oh.
Because they said don't hit a moose.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was cool to be up there, Thunder Bay area like that, but we definitely, I think, want to do a little more digging, finding a little more roads. So when I looked at it, like I said, when you kind of get up there, then, you know, there's some peninsulas type things that you can come in and drive around and find some town. So that's just early. So that's one. And then we have some day rides planned. We live near the Great River Road, and there's some cool places up and around there that we want to kind of maybe document with some of the videos.
The Great River Road's Mississippi River.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it starts in Bemidji, I think. Is that where the beginning of it is?
Of the road or the
river? Of the river, sorry.
No, I think it's Red Wing, Minnesota, Red Wing? Somewhere around there. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
It's up there. That'd be fun to see that. But in Iowa, I think it's the official start of the Great River Road in Iowa is in that El Dorado, Iowa, that I was telling you about. So.
Yeah.
So it would be good to dig around in there a little bit. both on the, you know, the Great River Road's kind of cool because it runs Minnesota. It also runs Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and then all the way down to Louisiana, which would be, we've talked about that road, but I don't think for this year, but. I don't know. How many roads do you think we're going to ride, or how many trips are we going to get to this year? We might be able to sneak three in.
Maybe three.
Because we're leaving so early.
Yeah, right.
We can head south, in October.
Yeah. My July is really full.
July.
I probably can't
off the July. Well, off the hook.
Maybe the very end of July. But.
Well, you know, we'll have August, September, right. October.
Maybe even a little June, May or June.
May or June. That's early.
Well, it's early.
We go down and see the trees turn colors.
Yeah.
South. Cool. Well, hopefully, by getting those block of times, we'll be able to figure out some good times that everyone can go. And the podcast can be found on bestmotorcycleroads.com/podcast. All the information you need will be there. But you can subscribe on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple, Pocket Casts, and YouTube.
This is the interactive segment. We will be looking for input from you. We want you to send us your questions and suggestions for roads, topics, and anything else you have on your mind. So today's roadside Q&A comes from Rhonda, and Rhonda's asking about motorcycle mapping, route mapping software. And, you know, Tom, really, you have more experience at it than I do.
Because I don't know.
Because you've mapped most of our trips, so... if you want to take that on.
We've talked about that a little bit before, and this is one of the things I think we want to try to tackle at some point in the future, because, you know, you see this question come up a lot on the, like, Facebook forums and Reddit and things, and so what we use, just to be super clear, is we pretty much just use Google Maps, and it's gotten easier over time. It's not really too hard to take a Google Map, convert it to a GPX, which then goes into a Garmin, which we did for a number of years. And now, you know, we're all kind of using devices that are Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. So they either play on a screen or our phone. And that's what we've had great success using. I mean, we really like it. You can kind of save and share the link to everyone. It's not perfect. You know, and I think our big super tip was your first location, you should always literally call it your location, because Google Maps, that's their little trigger to say, start where you are right now, because I don't know how many times we sat
in the parking lot so many times
and be like, I can't get it to start.
We can't get the map to start.
It shows me the list of directions.
And usually what we had to do is we deleted the very first
stop. Yeah, we kind of like stumbled into it, right?
Yeah, we would delete the very first waypoint or stop. Right. And then it would say, you want to start from where you're at.
Yeah.
And yo, please. There it works.
So I would say that's our tip for today. I know you and I've talked about, I think it would be fun because, man, there's a bunch of new ones just continue to come out and you don't get time to use them. So I think what you and I talked about doing is maybe even with this trip or at least repeat planning this trip with all the different apps, there maybe side by side. So look for that in the future because I'd really like to, I think there's some... With all the AI and all the like new things that are coming out all the time, it seems like there's a lot of good ones. I know a lot of people use a Basecamp, which is the Garmin one. And then there's some other ones that are out there that are really good.
That one's
more like, yeah.
There's that just track you.
There's Relive and Reaver, both of them track. Oh, yeah. And then there's also the Harley Davidson one has a lot of cool roads kind of identified. And so does the... not as many roads, but destinational spots is Motorcycle Map. That's another good one, but it's a lot of like places to stop, you know, like single destinations.
Rather than specific roads to take, here's things to see on the way.
So that'll be something fun to go through, but for now, Google Maps is really your friend. I mean, it's pretty universal.
And And what's the trick to, because I remember a few times you would create a map and it would send to me and then my phone would pick it up or however I looked at it. And my phone would just make the new determination on how to get to where, and it wasn't really what you had mapped out.
Correct.
So what do you do to fix that?
Yep. So what you do to fix that is you add those waypoints. So like you can have like 10 or 12, I can't remember the exact number of like waypoints. And so if you want to take a certain road, you know, in Google Maps, it allows you to drag it over. Mm-hmm. And it looks like you have it. But when you save it, and then it recalculates it based on that moment in time. Yeah. Because it's checking traffic. It's checking, you know, different things. So you have to add, you have to right-click on the spot you want to set. You add destination. And then the super trick is it always adds it as the last one. So then you got to drag it up above the... Because what I'll generally do when I start it up... I'll put the start point and the end point, and then I'll start to try to figure out, like, how can we make this go on big roads? So then when you drag it over, then right-click, say, add this as a destination. So then you're adding that waypoint over here and over here. So then it's much harder for your phone to then, like, redo the map.
Yeah.
Because, you know, does that make sense?
So if you can only save 10 waypoints and you have a day of, you know...
Yep.
You know, making loops and things, how... How do you do that?
Then you
That's
have,
not enough.
No. So what you do is you have day one A, day one B, day two A, B, sometimes C.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you have multiple links. Like,
so you can have 40.
And what I generally do.
In groups of 10.
Yep.
I see. Okay.
So generally you're looking at that from that device. Then I'll save it as a draft in my email. And I'll just have every day laid out. Each link for every day laid out in the email. And then it's easy to get to, too.
That makes sense.
And then the one other trick while we're talking about it, and we've talked about this before, but when you're in Google Maps, you can actually, if you're looking at that page on your device, there's a way to download the background data for that, because if you don't have cell service, you won't have maps. So you can download the files or the map files for the areas.
For the area, that's right.
And you definitely want to do that, so. Now we've come to the last mile. It's kind of our way to close out each episode with our reflection. So Todd, go ahead.
Well, looking ahead to, you know, this trip, you know, later this summer around the lakes, I just know that whatever it is, that's going to be great. We have a great group of friends. We've been riding together for years. We always have a fabulous time. You know, we kind of look out for each other. We make each other laugh. We enjoy each other's company. And along the way, we're always seeking adventures and experiences and, you know, talking with people. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to it. And, you know, it's always so much fun. And, you know, a big part of it is just the people we have going along.
Yeah.
You know?
Me too. I'm looking, we've talked so much about the eclipse ride, like kind of more so than a lot of things. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to Canada or the lakes ride too. It's fun because I've always felt bad because one of our friends, Chris, he's by Chicago. It seems like we always have him. He has to come and find us. So I'm a little excited to go find him, like go start with him at home because we've never done that. So that's fun. I got some Canadian quarters out of the vending machine the other day. So I figured if we do, I could spend them, you know, in the native land. No, that. And then also we're going to talk about this in our next episode, tips and tricks for documenting your trips. But, like, I think we're being a little more, you know, with the podcast, we're trying a little harder to document video, audio. I'm really excited to try out the video with our headset communications. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff is probably not safe for the podcast, but it'll be fun for us to have, too.
Yeah.
And then some of it is just cool. I mean, like, we've got some pretty good ideas I'm looking forward to talking about. Stuff that only feels comfortable talking about on the trip. You know, so I don't know. We've talked about this before. I know it's one of our favorite parts is just getting out there riding and chitty chatting.
Along.
So for me, I don't know. That was a lot. That wasn't one thing, but if this episode revved up your day, please don't keep it to yourself. Like, subscribe, and share it with your crew. We're all about the thrill of the ride and the bond it creates.
Keep the spirit of adventure alive, and remember, bikes, friends, and endless roads, the stories ride forever. Take care.